So the topic I wanted to discuss is whether or not you can bring karbanos bizman hazeh. Every year there's a group of people who decide to go up to the Har HaBayis or try to go up to bring the Karban Pesach. I don't think they were ever successful at doing so. The police usually kind of arrest them and, you know, I don't know. I guess they make it on for Pesach and time, I don't know. The question is it mutter to do? What's the halachic status of bringing karbanos today? Are we chayav? Are we not chayav? Should we not? What are the dinim along that? Yeah, you know, knee-jerk reaction, of course you can't bring karbanos. Today there's no Beis HaMikdash. So you should know that's not true. The Mishnah in Adios Ches Vav, it's quoted in Gemara Megillah and Daf Yud as well, is crystal clear that people were bringing karbanos far after the Churban Bayis Sheni. There's certainly stories in the Gemara. The Gemara Sanhedrin on Yud Aleph Mabez and Pesach Manayin Dalit, stories of Rabban Gamliel discussing karbanos, Karban Pesach issues. The Rambam in Hilchas Bechira is the clearest source in terms of the more halachic lemaisa element. Perek Vav Halach Yud Dalit and Tes Vav. The Rambam in Hilchas Beis Bechira writes, even though Bizman Hazeh, there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can still bring karbanos because Beis HaMikdash are not totally in karbanos. But we paskin Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha L'Shaita, Vila Sid Lavo, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is eternal, and therefore you can bring karbanos bizman hazeh. The Rambam reiterates this din in Maisa Karbanos, Yotes Tezvav. And the Rambam believes halacha l'maisa, one can bring karbanos bizman hazeh, nothing to worry about. And in fact, the Ravid there on the spot disagrees. The Ravid right there in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, he disagrees. He does not disagree in Maisa Karbanos. He does disagree in Beis HaBechira. And the Ravid says, no, it's a mistake. Kedusha Rishona was L'Shaita V'lo La'asid Lavo. The Kedusha ran out. It's not an eternal Kedusha. It's kind of a temporary Kedusha, which is a fascinating halachic topic in and of itself. And therefore, Bizman Hazeh, says the Ravid, there no longer is Kedusha in Yerushalayim. Neither one is talking about in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, is there Kedusha or not? And the answer is, it's a machlokes, the Rambam and Ravid. The, perhaps, Nafkamina, which we'll get back to in a few minutes, is whether or not one can bring karbanos. The peripheral machlokes, peripheral Nafkamina, which is also a very hot subject, is whether or not you can go up to the Har HaBayis Bizman Hazeh. According to the Rambam, there is a full-fledged Kedusha over there, and therefore if you go up and you'd be Tami, you'd be Chayv Kares. And the Ravid says, no, you're not Chayv Kares. And then there's a big discussion. Do the Ravid mean you're not Chayv Kares because it's Mutter? Which would make a lot of sense. After all, there's no Kedusha. It's like anywhere else in the world. And there are a group of Achronim who say, no, it's not really Mutter, it's still Usser. Where does it come from? It must come from the mitzvah of Yiras HaMikdash, Mora HaMikdash, is a mitzvah to still be in awe of the Beis HaMikdash, Bizman Hazeh. And therefore, going up there and, you know, joking around, or going up there and, I don't know, the Arabs were always playing soccer on the Harabais. If the Jews would join into that game, you'd probably violate an Isser as well. And perhaps going up and being Tami would be falling into a category according to the Ravid as well. That is one of the major nekudas in terms of going up to Harabais, this Machlok's Rambam Ravid. In any event, and Howie Paskin, and, you know, even according to the Rambam, perhaps you can go up to certain parts. That's a larger discussion we're not going to have right now. In any event, this machlokis is a very important machlokis. So I'll just read you the Lashon HaRambam because I didn't get a chance to just yet. Kol makam shlo nasu b'chol elu kiseder hazeh ein kadosh gomor v'zeh v'man iskad shekadush harishon shekad shashlomo shu kidesh ha'azar v'yushalayim b'zlashaitem v'kadushon l'asid lavav. Shlomo made Yerushalayim kodesh. There is a discussion. There were two Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. The first one is Kedusha Rishon, the second is Kedusha Shnia. We generally assume the Kedusha Rishon was done by Yehoshua, and he did Kibush. The second was done by Ezra and the Olei Bavel. There is a sheet with Rabbeinu Chananel, like Kedusha Rishon was Avram, the second Kedusha Shnia was Yehoshua, but that's Rabbeinu Chananel, we don't follow that. We believe Yehoshua was the first Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael, Ezra was the second, and Yerushalayim has a unique situation. That was a little bit different. That was done by Shlomo, as the Rambam quotes. Perek Vav halachites vav, and here's one that's important. Lefikach makrivin karbanos kulin afal pishein shem bayis banoi. Va'ochlim kachin kachin b'chol hazar afal pishei chareva. Ve'enemu kafis mechitza. Va'ochlim kachin kalim u'maisu sheni b'chol Yerushalayim. Half a pishen shem chomos. Shakadusha rishona kitchla shaita ul kitcha lasid lava. And that's exactly where the Raiva disagrees. And again, one major nafkamina perhaps is whether you can go up to the Harabais Pismanazen in a status in a state of Toma. And number two, Lechora, is whether or not karbanos are appropriate or not. And that's really our sugya. And essentially, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, who is one of the famous Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva Eger, one of the big Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva Eger, an incredible Tzioni, really one of the first of the Mavasrei Tzion. You know, if you want to look back to the originals or the originators of religious Zionism, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, even before Rav Tzvi Huda, and even before Rav Kook, and even before the Netziv, you know, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was certainly, if not the original one, certainly up there. Maybe Talmidim of the Gra beforehand. Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer writes that if talks about Eretz Yisrael and building a base on Mikdash and going there and conquering and all this stuff. Again, the sefer is called Drishat Zion. And then there's about 30 pages in the back where he discusses bringing Karbanos Bizman Hazet and all his tshuvas back and forth. He spoke to his Rebbe, Rabbi Kiveger. He spoke to his Rebbe's son-in-law, the Chassam Sofer. Rabbi Kiveger's son-in-law was Chassam Sofer. And they all agreed to me, and therefore we shall bring Karbanos Bizman Hazet. And here's essentially his argument. If you learn like the Rambam, you can bring Karbanos because there's no Beis HaMikdash, the place is Kadosh, Kedusha Rishon is Kedusha L'Shaita, Ula Asid Lavo. And even if you disagree and you hold like the Ravid, that there is no Kedusha today, well, then, he argues, Bamos should be Mutter. Bamos means Karbanos that were not in the Beis HaMikdash. Bamos were totally Mutter way, way, way back earlier on when Avram, Karbanos, and Yaakov made Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. And even the times earlier on, times Yeshua and David, they brought Karbanos, no problem. When they built the Beis HaMikdash, maybe the Mishkan and Shiloh, Bamos became Aser. When Shiloh was destroyed, the Mishnah writes in Megillah, then Bamos were Mutter again. When Yerushalayim was destroyed, Bamos were not. And there's a whole discussion in the Gemara and Megillah, and this is really one of the major rise to Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer's point. That there's, again, a Miman of Shach. If there's Kedusha, then there is reason to bring Karbanos, and if it's not, it's all about Bamos. And if this, and again, the Gemara there in Megillah and Daf Yud says there's a machlok, it's Kedusha Rishona versus L'Shaita versus and L'Asad Lavo versus only L'Shaita, says that is essentially the machlok, is the Rambam and Raivit, and there you have your Miman of Shach. Just tell you the context of the Gemara, make sure it's crystal clear. The Gemara there wants to know, there's a place there called Beis Choniyav. And they want to know, can you, Rabbi Yitzchak's reported, Shamati, I heard that people brought Karbanos in the Beis Choniyav Bizman Hazeh. That's Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion. It's the Mishnah in Adius as well. So the Gemara says you can draw two conclusions from this statement. Statement number one, conclusion number one is that it's not a Beis Levodah Zarah. That's a machlokes if Beis Choniyav was a Beis Levodah Zarah, or a house that they brought Karbanos to Hashem. Number one is you can conclude it was for Hashem, according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Number two, says the Gemara, you can conclude from here that Kedusha Rishon is Kitcha L'Shaita V'lo L'Asid Lavo. Because if it would be L'Asid Lavo, you would not be able to bring Karbanos. The reason why you could bring Karbanos is because the Kedusha was only L'Shaita. And once L'Shaita is done, once the Kedusha is done, because the Beis Kedush was destroyed, Bamos or Mutter everywhere. And therefore, based upon that argument, if you're bringing it in the Makom HaMikdash, either it's the right place and there's Kedusha there, you can do it, or there's no longer Kedusha, you can bring Karbanos anywhere. That is Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer's argument, and therefore he says we should bring Karbanos Bizman Hazeh, based upon the Gemara in Megillah, as well as many other rayas, as we'll soon go through. Any questions on that so far? Okay. Everyone began to attack Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer's position, and we're going to go through four or five different suggestions other Achronim had as to why he was wrong, four or five times they had on him, and now he defended himself, and he writes, Chassam Sofer attacked me, I defended, he agreed. Most of the arguments were attacks, and he says, I convinced them all that I'm right. And he definitely convinced many. He convinced many that he was right. Let's go through some questions. Yeah.
When the Saints were allowed to bring, their opinions, they were allowed to bring Karbon Bismarck.
Well, probably even Chayiv to bring.
Is that Chayiv?
Yeah, probably, sure. Karbon Pesach. We'll go through exactly which Karbonos, yes and no. But the answer is, yeah, every single Karban. The Chassam Sofer, even, there was a discussion, Rabbi Akiva Eger said to the Chassam Sofer, you know, you have a lot of connections, maybe you can please write to the Arab guy who's in charge of the Beis HaMikdash to let the Jews go up and bring Karbanos. And the Chassam Sofer wrote, he said, you know, it's not Shaykh, they don't even let Jews walk through the Harbai, it's not going to happen. The Chassam Sofer said, no, I'm not going to write that letter. If Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer has it all in his Rishat Zion, Rabbi Akiva Eger is like, hey, he's right, we should pack a bring karbanos, and they made a request. And Rav Tzvi Kalischer quotes others. Rav Chil Niparis also wanted to bring karbanos when he came to Yerushalayim. He was kicked out of Paris, you know, for winning one of these debates, you know, against the Christians, and he came to Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to bring karbanos. And there are others who disagree. The Kaftar Atharach thought, not that way, and we'll go through it right now. Right now, the argument's for and against. But Rav Chil Niparis thought you should, and Rav Tzvi Kalischer felt you should. His Rabbi Akiva Eger thought you should, Chassam Sofer. So what were the different hesitations that Gedolim had? What were the different positions that people raised? Questions? Yeah.
Is there any special shaykhs to make sure that you do it specifically in Yerushalayim or Eretz Yisrael, or why didn't they offer, if you would go according to the Ravid,
like you can bring the way that Rav Tzvi Kalischer explains the Ravid, you'd be 100% correct. You bring karbanos anywhere, but then you wouldn't be fulfilling any of these mitzvos. And according to the Rambam, you'd be terrible. You'd bring bamos all over the place, be a siri daraisa, perhaps with garis, depending on how you did it.
So according to the Rambam, then you could only bring them on Har Habayis.
And therefore, he argues, mimanav shach, you could bring them on Har Habayis.
Right.
That's exactly his argument. Either there is Kedusha, in which case it's the right place, or there's no Kedusha, you can bring it anywhere. Okay, how can one disagree? So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, even though we paskin like the Rambam, he brings a whole bunch of Achron who paskin like the Rambam, the Tashbetz and the Maharit, and Rav Chaim Paris and the Yabetz, Rav Yaakov Ben Tzvi, referring to Rav Yaakov Emden, the Chassam Sofer and the Maharats and the Sefer HaTruma and the Magen Avram and Simon Tavkuf Nun Samach. Tavkuf Samach Aleph, I know what I wrote there. Tavkuf Samach Aleph, and the truth is he doesn't bring the Mishnah Berurah because Mishnah Berurah lived later, but the Mishnah Berurah also paskins that way. And Tavkuf Nun, I wrote that twice. Tavkuf Samach Aleph, Sifkatan Hey. There the Mishnah Berurah also paskins like the Rambam because Kedusha Rishona is Kedusha Lashai Teula Asid Lavo, and therefore it says the Rambam, if you go up to the Rabbis, you get, therefore it says the Mishnah Berurah, like the Rambam. If you go up to the Rabbis, you get Kareis. According to the Rambam, Yitaka could bring Karbanos. But the Ravid, you might not be correct, and you may have misunderstood the Ravid. Why? Because the Ravid may have read the Gemara in Megillah differently than the way you had read it, Rav Tzvi Kalischer. And he quotes a sheet of Tosfos right there in Megillah Daf Yud. I think it's the second Tosfos on Daf Yud Menal, the second Tosfos at the top of the page, who quotes a sheet of Rabbeinu Chaim. Rabbeinu Chaim reinterprets the Machlokes, Kedusha Rishona L'Shaitu L'Asid Lavo, and Kedusha Rishona L'Shaita V'lo L'Asid Lavo. Not to be the way we understood it, as if it's L'Shaita and not L'Asid Lavo, then Bamos are Mutter, and if it's L'Shaita U'L'Asid Lavo, then Bamos are Aser. He says everyone agrees Bamos are Aser. Less Mandapalik Bamos are Aser. The Machlokes, that's for sure true. What's the Svara? I don't know. For sure, Bamos or Asher. The Shaila is, can you bring Karbanos Bizman Hazeh on the Makom HaMizbeach, on the right place, Bizman Hazeh? That's the Machlokes, argues Rav Chaim, Rabbeinu Chaim. If you hold Kedusha as L'Shaita V'Lola Asid Lavo, it's only L'Shaita. You cannot bring it. Yitaka B'Yasser. And if you hold it's Ula Asid Lavo, Yitaka could. And argues Rabbi Akiva Eger, perhaps the Ravid holds like Rav Chaim Cohen, in which case, if you hold Kedusha Rishon is L'Shaita V'Lola Asid Lavo, then the Bamos today would be Mutter, pardon me, Aser everywhere, and even Aser on the Malkum HaMizbeach, and therefore perhaps you should not bring Karbanos. According to the Rambam, it'd be fine, but according to the Ravid, we're not sure. And Rav Tzvi Kalischer responded, there's all sorts of kashas on Rabbeinu Chaim. Additionally, Rashi and Zvachim and Daf Kuf Yotes disagrees. Essentially, there's a machlokas of Akiva Eger who follows Rabbeinu Chaim and Rav Tzvi Kalischer who follows Rashi. How to understand Kedusha Rishon is L'Shaita V'Lola Asid Lavo. Does it mean that Bamos or Mutter everywhere, or does it mean nothing's Mutter Bizman Hazeh? That would be a major nafkamina within the shita of the Ravid. How are we doing here? That clear? Should be pretty clear. Is that clear? You got it? Yeah, are you good back there? Good with me? Yeah? Okay. And therefore, therefore, if Tzvi Kalischer responded to Bikiveg, we don't follow that way. If it starts, you probably follow the Rambam, and even still, it's not clear Rabbeinu Chaim is right. There's a good chance Rashi version would be right. And therefore, he says Rabbi Kiveger at the end of his life was masking to me. We can still bring Karbanos, at least I'll leave with the Rambam, and maybe this fake, exactly what Rabbi Akiva Eger was cheshbonning out is unclear, but he says he agrees, and therefore, says Rav Tzvi Kalischer again, you can bring Karbanos Bizman Hazeh. Objection number one may have been if you hold like the Ravid and you hold like Rabbeinu Chaim, then you'd have to hold that karbanos are usher, even on the Makom Mizbeach. Objection number two. Many said to Rav Tzvi Yoshkalisher, we're all Tamei Bizman Hazeh. We can't even go in there. How can we walk into the Makom HaMikdash? We're Tamei. Rav Tzvi Yoshkalisher said, we're all very familiar with the principle of Tumah Hutra Litzibur. If the whole Tzibur is Tumei, it's Hutra. And even according to the Rambam, it's Tumah Dechuya Litzibur. Still, at the end of the day, it's Dechuya. Not Hutra, but Dechuya. And therefore, everyone agrees, if we're Tamei Bizman Hazeh, you can at least bring carbon sibur and carbon pesach. You can't bring a carbon yachid, but you can bring a carbon sibur and a carbon pesach. That's the Beferish Mishnah in Truma, in Temura, pardon me, Perek Beis, Halach Aleph. The Mishnah distinguishes between carbonos of a yachid versus carbonos of a sibur. And one major difference is if the whole sibur is tamei, they can bring carbonos. If the yachid's tamei, nothing doing. Similarly, the Mishnah Pesach in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dala, says the exact same thing, that if a person's tamei, he can bring a carbon pesach, assuming everyone's tamei, and therefore, says Rav Tzvi Yoshkalisher, we should bring a carbon tamei twice a day. We should bring a carbon musaf on Shabbos, non Rosh Chodesh. We should bring the Seire Regalim. We should bring a Minchas Omer. We should bring a carbon Shtei HaLechem, which, by the way, would make Sfiras Omer Darais according to all opinions. We should bring the Lechem upon him, if we could. We could bring the carbon pesach. Rav Tzvi Yoshkalisher, there's a whole bunch of carbonos we should be able to be bringing today, because even though we're tamei, Tumah Hutra or Tumah Dechuya Litzibur. And if you want to know, says Rav Tzvi Yoshkalisher, how are we going to find the Makom HaMizbeach? The answer is, Tameh people are allowed to go even search for it if there are no Tahor people available. This principle of Tumah Hutra or Dechuya Litzibur, says the Rambam in Hilchos Beis Bechir Perek Zayin Halacha Chav Beis, if there are Tahor people, let them go search. If not, so Tameh people are allowed to go up to the Har Bayis in order to prepare for the karbanos, and therefore the Toma Kasha is not a Kasha, that's not a problem at all. And again, the Chassam Sofer and Akiva Eger agree to that. Issue number one is, can you bring karbanos today? We discussed that. That was Rambam Raivin, Rabbeinu Chaim versus Rashi. And issue number two is, Toma Bizman Hazeh. So far, so good? How are we doing here? Yeah? Shlomi with me? Issue number three. Can we really assume that the Kohanim today are miyuchas? Can we walk over to a Kohen and know for sure that he's a legitimate Kohen? Going back once upon a time, you know, this is sugya, Meseches Ksubas and Daf Chav Dalet, if you say Mylin or Ain Mylin the Truma, means do we give Kohanim Truma Daraisa to eat? Because we're concerned that they don't have real yichas. You need to have two Edom who swear, I know their family, and I know the family goes straight up to Aaron a Kohen. These days, no one has any people who are willing to, who have any idea, Kohen Miyuchas like that. And by the way, based on this, there's all sorts of incredible chumras. The Aruch HaShulchan, in Yerodea, Shin Hei Nun Hei quotes people who believe, Kohanim Lechad Chila should do Pidgin Aben Mitzad Chumra. And after you give the money to a Kohen, he should give the money away, because he should give it back to you, because perhaps it's like he's taking it from you, Gzeila, who knows what. All sorts of chumras left and right. And there's a famous story of the Vilna Gaon. Every single Kohen he met, he would be poed to himself because he was choshesh that all the Kohanim until now were not Kohanim. They have cheskas, kohuna, but not Kohen Miyuchas. He was very much choshesh. And the story, that story, the Grut ends in one of two ways. Finally, he met one of the Rappaports, one of the famous Rappaports, I think the famous Kohanim Miyuchas, and he stopped after him. And some say, no, he kept on going weiter and kept on... Two different gears is how the story ends. Keep on being poked himself as much as possible. And the Aruch HaShulchan says we don't paskin that way. That's not how we paskin. Once you assume a guy, Cheskes Kahuna is good enough for a pigeon aben, and et cetera, et cetera. Still, maybe if it's good enough for a pigeon aben, but it's not good enough for Achilas Truma, and therefore perhaps, says based on this Gemara, maybe the Kohanim who are going to do the Avoda cannot do the Avoda because you need a Kohen Miyuchas. So it says Rav Tzvi Yoshkalisher, I have two responses. Number one, the Gemara in Ksuvis, he can't bring a raya from there for two reasons. Number one is because no one today has a status of miyuchas, and therefore we can rely upon a rov, which is if a guy says he's a Kohen, muchzuk, mistam, he's a Kohen, rov, people who claim Kohen, muchzuk, are considered Kohanim, and therefore when there's a lechadchila of miyuchas, great, you have to go for it. When no one has it, the whole thing's irrelevant. And more than that, it could be you don't even need Kohen Miyuchas anyway. But particularly because there was such a great Reyusa in the Chazaka. There was all sorts of goyim sleeping with Kohanim's wife and having children. You didn't know who the children belonged to. So therefore, Mikra Din, it's not necessary. Those particular times were a makbid to have a miyuchas, but at the end of the day, you don't really need it. That's what Tzvi Yishkalshel's response to the Kohen miyuchas. And even though the Rambam in Hilchas Yisrei Bia Perikof Halachas Aleph and Beis says, really, there is such a thing as Kohen miyuchas bisman hazeh. Oh, we don't have that, and we need it. All we have is Chezkas Kuhuna. So Tzvi Yishkalshel says, yeah, I have three responses to this Rambam. Even though the Rambam seems to say, we do need it bisman hazeh, you can friend for the Rambam and avoid the Kasha. For starters, according, you can learn the Rambam like Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe the Rambam agrees to Rabbeinu Tam. What she does to Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam holds, agrees, anyone who you check four of their mothers, and none of them are psulim, arba imos, that's totally fine. The Rambam could agree to that. More than that, he says, at the end of the day, the whole chumrah of holding of Kohen Miyuchas is a din derabanan. And you're not going to say a din derabanan is going to override a deraisa like bringing karbonis to the Beis HaMikdash. And thirdly, he says, maybe the Rambam is only talking about a case where you're ma'arer and you attack this Kohen. You say, hey, he's not a good Kohen. That's why the Rambam thinks Bizman is a need Kohen Miyuchas, but really you don't need it. And says, with Tzvi Yishkalshel, the Kohanim we have, anyone who tells you they're a Kohen, Kohen Muchsuk is good enough. Even though they don't have Kohen Miyuchas, that's good enough to bring karbonos. And so far he's solved all the problems of the world, the three major problems. Number one, you can bring karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash today. Miman of Shach Rambam Raivid. Number two, Toma Hutra Dechuyi Betzibor, certainly for carbon Sibor, at least for carbon Pesach. Number three, the Kohanim we have are legitimate Miyuchas and no problem. So far so good? Okay, I have three more potential problems that Achronim raise. The Mishnah in Zvach and Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph says that if the Kohen is not wearing Big Day Kohuna, if he's Mechusar Bigadim, so the whole Avod is possible. Okay, so let's make Big Day Lavan. That's great. Let's make for the Kohen. We'll make him a Michnasayim, and we'll make him a little hat, and all the little clothes, you know, we'll make him a belt. All the four Big Day Kohuna, not the Big Day Kohen Gadol, the Big Day Zav, we're not going to make, but the Big Day Lavan, we can make the four Big Gadim that the Kohen wears. So there's a problem that the Achronim quote, that the Mishnah LeMelech believed that the Avnate of the Kohen Head Yod has to be the same as the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol, and that has Tcheles in it as well as Argaman. And we don't know what Tcheles is, certainly in those days, and even today, it's not so clear what Tcheles is, even if people who do wear it, most people don't say it's Bevadeh, they say it's Safik Daraisa L'Chumra, or it's good enough that it's worthwhile wearing Tcheles. So therefore, whether you're talking Bizman Hazer, or 200 years ago, in times of Rabbi Kiveger and Rabbi Tzvi Yishkalshel, they attacked Rabbi Tzvi Yishkalshel and said, how could you do this? There's no tchelis in our gumman. We don't have that today. You have to have Big Day Kahuna. So how did Rav Tzvi Yishkalshel respond to the Big Day Kahuna? He said there's two answers. Number one, based upon a long deal in the Tosfos, a long deal I'm not going to get into right now, Rav Tzvi Yishkalshel concludes that if you only have two of the four colors for the Avnet, that's good enough. And even more than that, if you don't have any of that, that's fine b'diavad. The Mishnah Melech's din is lechadchila. You're supposed to have the same avnet. You're supposed to have the same belt. But if you don't have tchelas, you don't have argaman, it's totally fine. He brings a rai from tzitzis. Tzitzis, if you don't have tchelas, the lavan's not ma'akiv. So to the avnet of the Kohen Gadol. If he doesn't have tchelas, it's not ma'akiv either. Rai that's undisputable, but that's his raya. And again, the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Akiva Eiger were makabel. Next. The Chassam Sofer, in one of his letters, writes, I agree to you about Kohen Miyuchas, and I agree to you about Tumah Hutra Letzibor, and I could agree to you about Big Day Kahuna. But how in the world can you bring, and I could even agree perhaps by Karban Pesach, because that you have to bring your own money for, but all the Karban Tzibor has to come from what money? Machatzis HaShekel. That's Musar to everybody else. The fact that you didn't even know you were supposed to know it. That's good Musar. Everyone gives a machatzis hashakel. You take all the shkolim together, and that's where the money for the kohen, for all the karban sibor comes from. Now, if everyone pays their dues, you should have enough money. If not, so everyone, people who don't pay their dues, and not everyone paid their dues, Jews were Jews even, you know, 2,200 years ago. And what they did with the machatzis hashakel, if people would give extra money. So these days you have no machatzis hashekel, argues the Chassam Sofer. How are you going to bring carbon sibor? Carbon Pesach, fine, but carbon sibor? So Tzvi Yishkalshel responded, I can solve that problem as well. In the times of Ezra, only 42,000 people returned from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. That's a minority. The majority remained in Golos. They did not come back to the Bayis Sheni. I had they bring Karbanos? The answer is, few people gave a lot of money, and they were Zoche everyone else. If they say, hey, we'll make a donation for the 10 of us, that's no good. But if they use the principle of Zochen L'Adam Shalobafanov, which says, I'm going to give $1 million to the Beis HaMikdash, and that $1 million should cover everyone's Machatzis HaShekel, this way it comes from everyone. Well, if that's the case, it's totally mutter, because Zochen L'Adam Shalobafanov, Ein Chavar L'Adam Elbafanov, but you can be Zoche for a person in front of them. If I want to be Zocha, if I see a Hefker phone on the floor and I say, you know, Sammy really could use the phone, I lift it up and make the Kenyan. In my mind, I have that Sammy's Kona. So he's Kona, it's his, it's not mine. And then I'm going to give it to him, right? I have to give it to him. It's his. So therefore, Zachen L'Adam Shlobafanov, I can be Zocha for all the Machatzis HaShekels and then collect it from them. And therefore, argues from Tzvi Yerush Kalischer, this problem of the Shkolim is not a problem either, and the Chassam Sofer was molded to that as well. Last issue. And if we don't really rip this apart, we're going to have to bring a carbon talmid for mincha or shachris tomorrow morning, probably shachris tomorrow morning, even though there is a discussion. If, let's say, you didn't bring a carbon talmid shal shachris, could you start in the middle of the day or not? That's okay, we'll leave that aside for right now. We have a lot more of kachim to learn than we're going to do in this one little day. A lot of Rabbi Kiv Eiger and many others said, we have no idea where the Mizbeach is. And if you don't know where the Mizbeach is, you're just going to throw what? You're going to throw the, you're going to put the meat on the floor? You're going to, what are you going to do? There's no Mizbeach. And the Rambam writes, Lechaz Bechir, Perek Beis, Halach Aleph, Mizbeach, Malkam, Mizbeach is Ma'akev. It doesn't have to be the exact same place. If, let's say, the Mizbeach took up a lot of space and you put it, you know, it's a little smaller inside, but it's Ma'akev. You can't have your own random place. So how are you going to solve that problem? In the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, they had a Navi come tell them exactly where the Mizbeach was in Bayis Rishon. And there's no Navi today. What are you going to do, says Rabbi Kiv Eiger to Rav Tzvi Yerush Kalischer. Rav Tzvi Yerush Kalischer responded to Rabbi Kiv Eiger and said, Ein hachinami, there's no Navi, but you only need a Navi when you have no clue. Bayis Rishon, the whole thing was destroyed, utterly terminated. But Bayis Sheni, we still have one major wall, and that's the Kotel. If you measure from the Kotel, take out the Mishnah and Midos, you start measuring the Kotel, you'll know, you'll be able to work out all the Cheshbonos, 32 Amos, you start measuring here and there, when you get to what you're supposed to get to, and you'll be able to work out everything perfectly. Since that, many people have said to said about Rabbi Yerush Kalischer's argument, the Kotel was not a wall from the Beis HaMikdash, not from the Heichal, not from anything. It was just the wall surrounding it, and this you can't really measure things out. In any event, this was Rav Tzvi Yerush Kalischer's claim. What's our response? Do we have any? Why don't we bring Karbanos Bizman? There are three major objections. Objection number one is perhaps we followed the Ravid according to Rabbeinu Chaim. Way, way, way back, maybe you're not allowed to bring Karbanos Bizman, even by Malkum HaMikdash. You think it's a Pashut Pasuk like the Rambam? Maybe it's a Suffolk the Din, and assume for a second, even though it's a stake the other way, at least there's, maybe we don't hold like the Rambam, and if we do hold like the Rambam, maybe we don't hold, you know, maybe at least we hold it to maybe some type of Suffolk the Din, stake the Din. And therefore, if you learn like the Ravid, and you learn like Rabbeinu Chaim, you can't bring Karbanos Bizman Hazeh, and either we hold that way, or at least Chashash we hold that way. Argument number one, many posts can say why we don't bring Karbanos Bizman Hazeh, going back to the original point we made. Number two, we don't know where the location of the Mizbeach is. We have a pretty good idea, but not exactly. It's a very big risk to take. We don't know exactly where the Mizbeach is. I think I heard Rav Schechter say the first segment, perhaps even the second. There are other poskim along the way who have other arguments, but these are minor arguments that you'll be able to solve. They say there's a machlokes, all sorts of other machlokes in Kachim. How are we going to be machri of them? So I guess Rav Kalischer would say, same with Machriya, every Machlokas. We stop putting on tefillin, you know, because we don't know who's right, Rashi or Beinudam. No, we pass it like Rashi. But there are those who say there's all sorts of other Machloksim, and you don't know which way to go, and we're going to have the Suffolk, we have no Masorah. That question was not raised to Rav Tzvi Yerush Kalischer. He does not respond, but I imagine that's what he would say, okay, this is Machlokas, have to choose. Pass it one way or the other, figure it out. It's Gedolim. And the last argument that people make, and this is what the Chassam Sofer says, is that we can't go up there. The Arabs who are running the show there will not let us go up there. And I think Ravoni Klepshak told me Rav Nevin tells him, that's how he paskins. Mikra, then you should bring a carbon pass up Bizman Hazet. But if you do, it's a suffering to Pashos. The Arabs, they'll go crazy. They'll throw rocks. They'll try to kill you. And the police may or may not save you. So there's no chiyuv to die. Therefore, it's unclear exactly why we don't bring Karbanos Bizman Hazeh, yet the standard psak amongst Ruba, the people of the world, and Gedolei Olam, don't. And therefore, I discourage you from bringing Karbanos today, but you should know we're significantly closer than most of us would have thought we are. You really have to dig up for a heter not to, opposed to dig up for a reason to. With that, I'll conclude with an interesting Divrei David. The Divrei David is a commentary on Rashi. It's a parish on Rashi. In English, it's called a super commentary, because it's a commentary to a commentary. It's written by the Taz. And the Taz wants to know on the Pasuk that says, Yaakov says, Imlavan Garti, says Rashi, Imlavan Harasha Garti, Vitarig Mitzvah Shamarti. I kept all 630 mitzvahs. So I asked a lot of Achronim, all sorts of kashas. Really, the Avos kept all the mitzvahs in the world. Didn't Yaakov marry two sisters? And all sorts of things that seem not to fit in. Nonetheless, the kasha that the Taz asks is, there was no base at Mikdash. Would he bring a carbon tamid, shal shachar, carbon tamid, shal bayim every single day? It's crazy that's what he did. There's no way Yaakov did that. There was no base at Mikdash. How did Yaakov keep 630 mitzvahs? He brought a carbon chatas every time he sinned? Maybe he didn't sin that often. Fine. He brought a carbon ole, he brought a carbon tamid, he didn't bring any carbonos. So there are those who answer this with a different teretz. They use, in general, the Rashbam, and Chumash, the Ramban raises this as an option. Maybe the others didn't keep 630 mitzvahs. They were just good, moral, ethical people. They did what was right. They didn't steal. They prayed. They invited in guests. They were kind and polite and sensitive and caring and generous and hospitable. They're wonderful people. Kotar Kula in those days was significantly different before Matan Torah, argue the Rashbam and Ramban. Nonetheless, the Divrei David says, according to Rashi and the whole tradition that believes the others kept Mamish Tariq mitzvahs, how do you solve this kasha? So it says the Divrei David. We all know the Gemara that says learning about Karbanos is ki'ili you are makar of them. So until we're at the next stage, whether it be with Mashiach or before Mashiach, as Rav Tzvi of Shkalasher argues, and he discusses at great length, the Hashkafa, he mentions this from Chal that Rav Adan, I think, quoted as well, that his advice basically is going to come from Shemayim or from the earth. It's our job to build it. If it does come from Shemayim, it means Hashem is going to bring his Shekhinah down from Shemayim, or the spirituality is going to come from Shemayim. It's our job, argues the Sefer Scholarship, to build it, to bring the Karbanos, and it's our job to initiate. And he has a whole bunch of Hashkafic debate as well. I left that most of that out. But whether it's before the Beis HaMikdash or with the Beis HaMikdash, Imher of Yameinu, Amir Tashem, we bring Karbanos, not just Karban Pesach, but all of them fulfilling mitzvahs, Kiboro. I'll conclude one last Nakuta. Someone asked me, and it happens all the time, people always ask, does the Rambam really believe you bring Karbanos in times of the third Beis HaMikdash? Everyone quotes this Mishnah, quotes the, what's it called, the Mar Nevuchim, which I've never seen inside or found anyone who actually said it inside. The Rambam, what he says, what the Rambam says, you don't bring.
He says you do bring.
He says you do bring.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'm talking about. It's Beferish and Hilchas Malachim. He says it in the Mar Nevuchim also.
He just says it's not an ideal thing. You know?
Yeah, the Mar Nevuchim, the Rambam says it's not an ideal. But the Rambam and Hilchas Malachim says Beferish, we're going to bring it in times of the Yom HaMashiach. It's Barak Yibayz, Yud Aleph, I forgot, I don't remember. Mir Tzashem, it's true to the Western thinker, to the Western mind. The idea of Karbanos is very foreign. It's very odd and very unusual. But to be honest with you, Tefillin is odd and unusual, except for the fact that we grew up with them. Mir Tzashem, B'mher of Yameinu, whether it's with Mashiach, before Mashiach, with the Beis HaMikdash, before the Beis HaMikdash, whatever the Gedolim say, we'll follow, unless we become Gedolim, in which case we will lead Mir Tzashem as well. And we'll all be makriv karbanos together. Me'av yameinu. Yishkoach. Guys, thanks for coming.